Let's call this meeting to order of the Senate Transportation Committee. Let the record reflect, it's 8:30 a.m. on April 6th, 2016. We're in the Butcherbitch Room 205. We have a quorum to do business. Present are Senator Bishop, Senator Stedman, Senator Egan, myself, Chairman Maticki. I'd also like to welcome Representative Hughes here this morning. I'd like to recognize our committee staff, Nancy Jones from Senate Records, Matt Smith with the LIO, and Lynn Smith, my staff. The purpose of today's meeting is HCR 17, Support Aviation Industry, Use State Land, sponsored by Rep. Hughes. This resolution has a further referral to resources. And Representative Hughes and Ginger are here this morning. I always say your name incorrectly, so you'll have to help me with that. Blaisdell. Mm-hmm. So please introduce yourselves for the record and present the resolution.
Thank you very much. I'm Shelley Hughes, District 11, Palmer, and I want to thank the committee for carving out this time to get this resolution heard. I really appreciate it. The Unmanned Aircraft Systems Legislative Task Force, which was established and is going to June 30th, 2017, and the chair of the committee is my co-chair on that. One of our primary focus is always privacy and face safety. Those are at the top, and we have worked on things on those. So I just want to put that out there because this does not pertain to privacy and safety in particular, but those are always our top priorities. Safety is primarily, that's FAA, but we monitor that. But one of our duties, Mr. Chair and members, is to promote the UAS, the Unmanned Aircraft Systems industry. And so that's what this resolution is about, is to encourage the private sector industry. And we recognize that a state of Alaska has excellent potential for growth in this area. And so what this resolution does, three simple things. It encourages the state of Alaska to welcome UAS industry to our state, to encourage the establishment of local UAS businesses, and thirdly, to make state lands as appropriate available for research, testing, training, manufacturing, and the management and operation of unmanned aircraft systems. And one of the things I want to point out, when you compare the state of Alaska land holdings to the entire United States, it makes up 5% of the United States. If we can open the door to the industry to 5% of the land mass of the country, that could be a real boom to the industry. So this is our rare commodity space that we have that other states don't have, and I think it's a good thing that we offer it. So as state lands might be appropriate for this kind, for launching and landing of aircraft for these different aspects, I think that this is a good thing for the state of Alaska. And when you think of our economy and what we're facing right now in the fiscal climate, everything that we can do to open the door to promote and encourage economic development, the potential for jobs. This is a multi-billion dollar industry on the forefront, and these are high-paying tech jobs. A lot of students are interested, high school students and middle school students right now in this kind of technology. So I just think it's a good fit for Alaska, and so I encourage you to pass this out of committee today.
Thank you, Representative Hughes. Questions for the representative? Well, I already had my swipe at the resolution on the committee. We helped write it, did a great job. You did a great job running that committee. I do essentially very little. So thank you for all your work on that. We're going to open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on the CS for House Concurrent Resolution number 17? Seeing no one, do we have anyone online? Okay, with no one here to testify, this is a very simple resolution. I'm certainly supportive of it. With that, I'm going to close public testimony. What is the wish of the committee, Mr. Co-Chair, Vice Chair on this committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to move the bill if the chairman's ready.
That sounds Good. You have a motion?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I move we pass CS for HCR 17, italicized TRA from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying zero, repeat zero, fiscal note.
Any objection? Without objection, we will move this bill from committee. Having nothing further before us, the meeting is adjourned at 8:36 a.m.